5773 at 10th and Walnut.
5773, go
ahead. Yeah, there was a gentleman last night that we got notified about that had soiled clothes from defecation and urination. And he's still out and about in the same clothes. And he's at Oak Street, the stop before this, waiting for a bus. And I got out and I talked to him and told him what the situation was. And he understood. He said, that's fine, but then he just went and sat back down, waiting for the bus. But the front side and back side of his plaid, gray and white and black pajamas on the bottom. And then he's got a jacket on. He's an older man. He's probably 70 years old. Glasses and a hat and a gray blanket.
Okay. And he still has the bio on him?
Yes, the same bio from last night and maybe more.
Okay, and this is a white male you said in his 70s?
Correct. I'd say 65 to 70 years old. If there's any way someone could, I don't know how mental health could be to get him something so he could actually be transportable.
Okay. And so I got, what was this, you said he was wearing a jacket? What was this top?
I don't recall. The pajama bottoms stand up so strong, and that's where the most soil. It's a whitish shirt that he has on underneath, but the whole front of the shirt is, I don't know if it's coffee spills or what it is all down the front of it.
Okay, copy that. I'll put out a message for everybody to avoid him.
Thank you. He does need some help from someone somewhere.
Is he coherent and everything, or does he need, like, medical, do you think, or?
No, I think it's just, mental health.
All right, but we don't think he's going to, like, run into traffic or anything like that?
Not whatsoever, but, if he keeps getting passed up, of course, depression could set in. I just don't know if a Hillsborough officer or fire could come by and assist him with something, some clothes from Goodwill or something. I have no idea. I don't know what the solution would be, but he needs some help.
Okay, copy that. 1958.